Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. I want to follow up on Acts 1 and 8. I want to read Acts 1 and 8 again in our meditation, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. On yesterday, we talked about the power, the purpose, and the principle that is in that verse. We talked about manifestation and demonstration because of the power of the Holy Ghost in our life, not only to witness to others about Christ, but to make our lives a witness when we attack or when we're dealing with something. And we stand strong in the power of the Lord, strong in the Holy Ghost. It's a witness to others about the power and the provision and the protection that God has given unto us. In demonstration of that also, we go to Acts chapter 2, and the day of Pentecost come, and the Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And as they were filled with the Holy Ghost, we go in the third chapter, and Peter and John come up with this man who needed deliverance, this lame man, and they activated that power that was in them by the Holy Ghost. They had the Holy Ghost, two things we have, the Holy Ghost and the name of Jesus, and that miracle on that lame man came to pass. So I see miracles and signs and wonders will begin to function in your life as you yield to the Holy Ghost, as you yield to the things of the Spirit. You will see signs and wonders in your life and in the lives of those who are around you. Remember, the power has a purpose. Remember, the purpose has principles that we can use to bring forth deliverance and victory in our lives and to the lives of others. I say now that your power will increase tremendously after this day. I impart to you power and anointing like never before.